Hey, what's up? It's Angela Yee, and welcome to episode 2 of Lip Service featuring myself, Gigi McGuire, and Stephanie Santiago. And this week we have on Jadakiss. Now, I've never ever heard Jadakiss talk too much about his sexual life or anything else that used to happen on the road back in the day with the locks, of course. Nothing in this point in time right now. But I learned a lot about Jadakiss, and I'm sure you will too. And you're going to hear some very interesting things, in particular, a story about a remote control in a girl's vagina. Check it out. What's up? It's Angela Yee, Lip Service, and it's been a long time coming. Okay, of course we have
Stephanie Santiago,
Gigi McGuire,
and now we got Jadakiss.
Hey! Woo!
Now, you know I've been trying to get Jadakiss on Lip Service for the longest. I don't know what made you do it. Maybe it was your DJ, Killer Touch. I was like, can we get him? I didn't think he was going to really show up.
In this business, timing is everything.
No, because I know you're the king of, what do we call it, that you said that you tell people yeah and then you don't do it?
The king of the curve?
Yeah, but you call it something else.
The spin.
Yeah, the spin.
Nah, home is the spin king. I mean, I ain't the spin. That's my man, H.O.
But yeah, we've been talking about a lot of things lately. So Jadakiss, I got to ask you, because I don't really hear you talk too much about, you know, sex or anything like that. And we don't see you.
I'm not Dr. Ruth.
Yeah, you're definitely not.
Yeah, what you want me to.
But what does Jadakiss look for in a woman?
Chemistry. You know what I mean? You gotta the best relationships, the best sex, the best, all of that shit comes when you cool with your partner.
Like your
you
best friend.
When it's good. You know, when you can be around the person and feel whatever. Free and just everything's flowing.
Yeah, and you're attracted to their flaws.
Yeah.
She said you're attracted to their flaws.
That's chemistry, man.
That's true. Mm-hmm. You be like, he got a scar on his face, and I
love it. I love that scar.
She got a pooch. You right? And I love her pooch.
She got stress marks. I love stress marks.
I'm gonna lick them.
Now, if you had a choice, all right, between the best weed or the best blowjob, what would you pick?
I might have to take the best weed
because
I want to feel nice when I'm getting the blowjob.
No, you have one or the other. There's no blowjob at all if you pick the
weed. He'll take a medium blowjob with the best weed.
Definitely.
Bingo. Medium blowjob.
Yeah. Medium.
Take a mediocre joint.
So you wouldn't take medium weed with the best blowjob?
Hell no. Ain't nobody smoking no medium weed.
Nobody
want
no medium weed.
Nobody
want
weed.
We know you.
No medium weed.
Angie is not a pothead.
You're going to have to smoke with me. I came on lip service. You're going to have to smoke with me for the.
That's how we're going. That's how we're going.
You know what I mean? Get even. We're going
to blow one.
Yeah, we're going to blow.
So wait, so you think that. Is it better to have sex when you're sober and when you're not?
Definitely when you're not. You don't want to be sober.
What?
You know? I'm a Gemini.
Oh, okay. Me too.
So.
Hey, I love Gemini.
No doubt. But so, you know, I definitely when I'm drinking, something crazy is liable to happen.
Have you ever done anything and been like, damn, why did I do that later on with a girl? Like, after when he was drunk or out of it and been like, what happened? Woke up next to somebody and been like, ugh. I'm sure
he a
in
rapper.
Your days.
Yeah, I mean, I've been here since the golden era.
Right,
yeah,
so you're like, absolutely.
Yeah. It was a time when it was no Stephanie Santiago, no Gigi.
There has to be one time you woke up with a girl with a C-section scar, like
a C-section scar.
Like, wait,
couple of C-sections.
Yeah, I'm telling.
Can you remember the worst experience you ever had? That you like, man, I gotta be sober for a week after this.
One funny thing with that on tour when we was little. The locks.
When we was younger,
I don't know if it was the No Way Out tour or the Rough Rider Cash Money tour, but we thought it was she was a lady. She wasn't a man.
Wait.
Look, we didn't know. So we had our road manager at the time was my man Sun God. He was a close friend of Rough Riders. He just got out of jail doing 9 to 10 years. So we made him come and do the examination on it. This is all pussy.
But
it wasn't one of them A-Town situations. He happened to be a real lady.
Popped out.
Yeah, all right.
No, but did y'all see that A-Town situation?
Nah,
I seen the dick.
With my eyes. With my two eyes.
Yeah, that was crazy.
But stuff like that happens to people all the time. Honestly, I've seen a lot of like people that used to be men that really for real look like beautiful women. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's
I don't think there's that's what happened to my
man A-Town. I think.
Yeah,
he thought it was. He thought he had a woman.
Do you hold that against somebody afterward? Like, if that happened to one of your boys, are you like, man,
God, we should know better. At this point in life, you should be able to determine a man from a lady or even anything remotely close to.
No, but there's a transgender girl. Her name is Sydney Starr.
Oh, yeah, no, that's my homie.
She's pretty.
And Amaya Scott.
She looks really good.
Right. Amaya Scott's pretty
And she
too.
Gets caught out there with
she has
rappers.
Like a fiance and everything now.
Yeah. Oh, that's crazy. Mm-hmm. But Post I think up. That she's pretty. I think she looks like a woman.
So mm-hmm. does Amaya.
I think she looks like a woman more than some women.
So does Amaya.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Next up. She's the one that got Chingy caught up. Actually, Sydney Starr.
Yep.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
She got a
but then later
of
on, she said
up.
It wasn't
Soulja
true.
Soulja Boy too. Mm-hmm. Right?
He said,
Yeah, nah. And she's a proud transgender. She was like on talk shows and.
But let me ask you something. What happens? Like they get all the way back to the crib or to the room and then.
No, but they got. She has
surgery.
No dick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she had it.
She
done.
Has a. She
That's
has
really
a vagina.
True. Sometimes people have surgery.
Oh, so
she's
really
a woman. She's a woman.
Yeah,
now.
She got everything but.
Oh,
she
nah,
was a born a
nah,
man.
Nah, nah.
She had that thing slapped out. She slapped it out.
I mean, I think.
She is.
I cannot. I got no comment.
Yeah, exactly.
Would you. If it was a man that switched to a man,
nah, like Cher's son,
I would feel the same way.
Cher's daughter is a son.
What's his name? Chase
Bono. Chase Bono.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Chaz.
He went from a man to a lady.
A lady to a man.
Yeah.
What?
But those hormones, man.
No, I mean like one that's like the lady y'all saying that looks like.
Bruce Jenner's making that transformation right now.
No, he's really. It's true. I thought it was media. Like
they were lying.
He's trying to turn to a lady.
He's turned into a Kardashian.
His Adam's apple. He got long hair.
He's really.
And he's real feminine looking in the face.
And he's doing like a whole documentary.
But
you know, he wants to be a Kardashian.
It made my man. I gotta go out there and talk to Bruce, dog. They made him want to turn to a lady.
Listen, no matter what, Bruce is an incredible. Bruce Jenner is an incredible.
Me and you can go out there and turn him back. And bring him back to Bruce.
Now, I want to ask you something. Now, recently, Amber Rose has talked about doing a slut walk, right? To kind of like take back the power for the woman. What makes a woman a slut, you think? Is there ever a reason or anything that can make a woman a slut?
Doing shit without caring about it or caring about yourself or doing it with no, you know, without. Because we all do stupid shit. We all have done stuff that we regret or something. But when you continuously do it and. No, when you don't really care about yourself, that's what I would say.
Now, would you date a woman that, you know, has messed with a lot of different dudes that you know? Is that ever a possibility?
Now, when you say date, what do you mean? Like, what?
Because
the short ladies, I love J-Lo. I love a lot of people that, I love some
All right, ladies. So if it's a J-Lo, okay, then it's okay. But what if it's somebody that's not famous, just somebody, you know, from Yonkers?
It's all on chemistry, though.
10 years ago.
You can't really go off that. If you feel it, you know, go for what you feel.
Would you ask a woman what she's done? Like, do you think it's important for you to know?
I want
to
know.
I think, honestly, you can't have a good relationship when you put out the roster.
Mm-hmm.
The roster.
Because you're holding everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're holding you the, you're using all the other stuff.
Yeah, you ruined it. So when you,
just go
no
from where
y'all,
start a clean slate with each other from where y'all started off.
Like my grandmother always says that there's a cake in heaven that God said he will give a piece of this cake to the one couple who never fought. And the cake is still in whole.
Yeah,
it's impossible. You're gonna always.
But the
fight.
Question is, do you want to know? Like, what if it's somebody that you know? Don't you feel like she should give you like?
Well,
a heads
then
up?
I think yes.
I think that's important for if you plan on being together.
Exactly.
Forever.
Only if you plan on being together.
No, I mean, correct. If this is gonna be a big situation here, long term, then maybe you might want to know some of that. Other than that, me, I'm firm believing. Don't go looking.
Right.
You're going to find what you're looking for. So
what you don't know won't hurt you.
Yeah.
Now, what about a girl who goes through your phone? Could you be with somebody like that?
Mm.
I hate that. I mean, I don't really.
But it happens.
I'm a businessman. I don't. I got all kind of deals in my phone. I don't got a
bunch of. She don't even know what's in your pockets.
Yeah, you know. But you know.
And I've had my number since 2006.
Oh, you a trooper.
So
I've had my number for
like there's a lot of shit in there that I might not even be looking at. Don't look at my phone.
People that went to the prom would still text me.
You know what I'm saying? How long have you had your number?
For a long time.
Me too. Like my best friend, she changes her number all the time. I'm like,
unfortunately,
how do you keep
this
touch?
Nigga made me change my number like once a year. So I'm only 17.
Single, girl.
I'm only 18 months in on my new number.
Oh, but you single now?
I know. I'm gonna keep that same number.
You gonna keep your number? So, but a girl going through your phone, is that a deal breaker or no?
Definitely.
You said definitely?
Definitely a deal breaker for me.
Mm-hmm.
I want you.
I mean, seek and you shall find.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you get naked? Like, do girls send you naked
cool
pictures
you
and stuff?
Fight? Which one you want?
Yeah, I get all kind of crazy DMs.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And
DMs.
You can't hold
incredible
it.
It comes
DMs.
With,
incredible
it comes with the territory. Territory.
That's
yeah,
what I'm
you
saying.
Know
in
that.
Entertainment, you can't hold me to that. You can't hold me to somebody wanting me. You can't.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look through my phone. It's the worst thing you could ever do.
Now, we talked about this earlier because Stephanie was saying that she feels like in entertainment, all men cheat. In this
I
business.
Mean, when
it's
you
a
got,
symbol. It's hard. It's hard.
When
it's
you
hard.
Have the opportunity, like
they
when
coming
you're
coming at you.
Mm-hmm.
At
that's why I like dating state. Drug dealers because all they're doing is trapping
all
day.
Too?
Nah,
they coming at
me.
Them too. Though.
Are you kidding
nah,
me?
Nah, but they not cheating on
most
me.
Most rappers is drug dealers. They were. You know what I'm saying?
Listen, no, they are.
Yeah. In between shifts, he might run up to somebody's apartment and come right back down.
It's money at the end of the day.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I feel like a God, this is so terrible to talk about. But I feel like a drug dealer is getting his money. He ain't worried about fucking nobody.
You don't think everybody shit. Getting their money?
No, but like I said, fucking me is like too. Fucking seven different bitches. Like, I'm like seven in one. I might be like, oh my God, don't do that today. And then tomorrow I might be like, yeah, fuck me, nigga.
Like, I got another trick.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah,
no,
it's like that. You gotta
like,
switch it up. When
you gotta you switch it up sometimes. Like one day I might be like, "Oh, my leg hurts," and then the next day it's gonna be behind my back.
Now, for you, what holds your interest? Like with a woman, what can a woman do to just keep you sexually? What does she have to do? What would you say are your top three things?
I don't know.
In the bedroom.
See me.
You like women that talk or women that are quiet? In the bed.
It depends on which Gemini is this.
If it's a good
I'm
twin
different.
Or a bad
like,
twin.
I can be one day like Mr. Rogers, or
Mr.
one
Rogers.
Day I can be like her, like, you know what I mean? An animal swinging from the chandelier.
Do you choke girls?
That's one thing I haven't figured out. I'm scared. I don't want to kill nobody.
You don't want to catch a charge.
Yeah, but
no, you just gotta make sure that's what she wants.
Yeah, it scares me when chicks tell me to choke them. Like,
so,
I'm
so
not,
you don't
like,
do it?
No, I do it, but I don't think I choke them as hard
like,
as they want.
It.
Yeah, because
like
I'm scared to choke.
But a girl who really wants that is gonna take your hand and put it to the pressure she wants.
Choke the shit out of her. Choke.
And you be like, this feel like you busting a nut and you can't breathe and you coming at the same
you
time.
Love that?
That shit is amazing.
See?
People have died from
crazy.
That, though. They call that asphyxiation.
Yeah.
You know, people actually make a noose.
Oh, see, no, that's too much.
And they masturbate.
The noose
and they people have died that way and they try to, like, kind of hang themselves
yeah.
a little till they
yeah.
can barely breathe.
Yeah, no, that's too much. I don't want it that much. I don't want to take it that far.
That's nuts.
But you can't you can choke me when I'm about to bust my nut, especially if it's an internal nut.
Has a girl ever tried to choke
okay.
you?
Nah, I don't play. I don't. My neck area and my ass is sensitive area.
What about blindfolds and handcuffs?
I never blindfolded, handcuffed, none of
you
that.
You wouldn't let a girl
no
blindfold you?
No, I never did. I never
but you
did.
Would you let somebody blindfold you?
My homegirl blindfolded her dude, and then
she
took the blindfold
I see some
off,
dudes
and there was
have
another
bad
girl.
Experiences
what?
With blindfold.
Oh, but that's fine.
Another
yeah.
nigga
yeah.
came in, and all
no.
the...
Oh, no, another
no
girl. That's why
just
said another girl. Yeah. Like, she blindfolded him and tied his hands up, and then she, you know, she let another girl come and do whatever she was doing, and then when she took the blindfold off, he thought it was her, and it was a whole different girl.
Okay, well, what if it's
that
somebody
like
you trust and love? What if somebody you love?
Yeah, that's when it's all good. I mean, if it's your...
So you're down to be blindfolded?
depends on who it is. Like, it can't be, you know. You got to know me for a while. We got to know each other. I don't like blind. Yeah,
I might want to get tied up, but not blindfolded.
I need to see what's going on. Yeah.
I want to see what's going on. Like, I saw the movie Basic Instinct when I was a child, and you might get stabbed.
Oh, stabbed. You're like too dramatic. You shouldn't be. What about, would you be tied up if you could see? Would you let somebody tie your hands up?
I might let you tie me up.
If I can see.
I need my eyes because I don't want, you know.
Now, when a girl's, we were talking about this previously. If a girl is giving you a blowjob, do you make eye contact?
Hell yeah. I want to see what's going on. I want to see.
They want to see. They don't want your hair covered.
That's what I'm saying. Like, some guys, like, you look up and they're like.
Yeah, they don't want
to
see.
But some guys look up and they're like. Yeah. Like, hey, girl. Hey, and you're like, oh, hey.
Okay, now. When you're done and you're at completion, where do you shoot?
My face. Oh.
If I got a team player, like, huh? Team, it depends
that's
on
my the, favorite place for it to go. I'm sorry. It keeps my, the wrinkles away.
No, I'd rather that than anywhere else.
Yes, just because you my hair.
Like, unless you're going to, like, take a shower immediately after you have sex. Like, you might clean it and then wake up and there's, like, nut under your arm or some shit.
Mickey, but
when it's on your face, you know where it is.
And get it by your face mask. Mm-hmm. Listen, that's good protein and it keeps the wrinkles away.
But, what is...
That's a fact?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
It is.
Some guy wrote that. So you pick the face over inside someone's mouth, inside her mouth.
I'll take you all. I can't... That's like a win-win for me. Yeah, I'll take either or.
Mouth, spit or face. Swallow, what do you think? Like, if you come in a girl's mouth and she's like, how do you feel about that?
I mean, that's
on
you.
I think that's that awkward moment. Does anybody do that?
I spit sometimes. I swallow most times. But let me tell you why I spit. Because when you swallow,
I got a juice bar. So I drink a lot of protein shakes.
So
it's gonna taste beautiful. Yeah, it's gonna taste like mangoes and blueberries and
pineapples.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So no.
Taste the rainbow.
That's good. That's a good thing that you're doing. That's a good thing that you're doing with yourself.
Keep taste
that,
the rainbow.
Keeping that funky. Yeah, that's a good thing.
But you ever had a girl squirt on you?
I mean, when I swallow, like, the dick is already like in my throat, so I don't even taste the.
No, it wasn't about taste. It gets stuck there. It gets stuck and then all day long.
How often do y'all record this? I just want to come sit in. I'm going to be a part of the staff now after this.
The dick be there, you know.
You're going to be the engineer.
Yeah, I got to come sit in on you.
And stuck there. So then all day long, you like, and nobody know why you're doing that, and you're trying to get to come.
Excuse me, I'm coming, my throat.
Like, I don't want to do that every day all the time. So sometimes I'm not going
to
swallow.
Lil' Kim one time back in the day, she passed
but I want to swallow
on stage because she had a whole bunch of cum in her throat.
Okay, that sounds crazy.
What?
Lil' Kim.
What happened?
It was like a media thing.
Oh, yeah, that was an urban myth.
I thought she had to get a stomach pump.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, they had to get a stomach pump because she had so much cum in her throat.
Yeah.
Right?
No, that was
I mean, I don't know the truth of that.
We'll have to ask
her. But Kim is the goat.
That's true. That's a lot of sperm. Now, have you ever had a girl squirt on you?
That's
squirt on me or squirt?
Like squirt
during this.
Yeah, I came across a few squirters.
A few squirters.
You know what I mean?
Does that make you have like a sense of accomplishment when that happens?
Nah, because I really haven't got to the bottom of it. Like, she's saying it's piss.
It is.
It is. It's 99% urine.
Yep.
But it's still, but it's still an accomplishment.
But it smells. It doesn't smell
it.
Like
it's
hot, too.
Yeah, it's hot.
It's hot. Yeah, that's how you should know.
It's 99, but it is. It is. She came.
Yeah, she. It's coming. It's coming.
What is that?
At the same time.
I need a real breakdown of what. What is?
I've read it. I can't spit it back verbatim, but it's something
spit
about.
Why you say I squirt.
Why are you spitting?
Hold on, you a squirter?
Yeah, I get there. I get there
because I never
and
did it.
For me, it's just messy.
Actually, I did do it once.
Like, I don't even like to get there. Like, chill.
Like, it's going to be a hot mess.
It happens.
Unless you're in a hotel.
Men like that though. Right?
You see?
I did it once, and I was so young that I didn't even realize what I did until years later.
Because
the nigga was like, it was my baby daddy, and, you know, I had her when I was 17, so I was probably like 16, 17. Mm-hmm. And he was like, you peed on me. And I was like, no, I didn't. I would have known if I peed. And he was like, you peed on me. Like, that wasn't coming. That was piss. And then years later, I'm like, oh, shit, I squirted.
Yeah, congratulations.
No, I mean, my thing is who's going to sleep in the puddle?
Yeah, you got to change the bed. There's a bunch of shit that comes with squirt.
I don't want to sleep in that puddle, but I sleep in a normal puddle.
You like that, right? Like, guys like it.
Oh, you can sleep like...
You can sleep
the towel down.
You like it.
So you're gonna sleep in the puddle? Because I'm not gonna sleep in the puddle. I don't wanna sleep in the puddle.
You remember the first time you made somebody squirt? Did you know what it was?
Not at all. It was crazy though.
Awkward moment.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on.
Were you like, you nasty bitch? Like, what the?
Nah. I'd be so mad when it happened.
I didn't
like
the puddle though. Like, she's.
Sorry.
It's your boy, Bucky. Need to see
you drive. I'm sorry. I didn't know that was going
to
pop up like that.
Now, has a girl ever asked you to do something that you wouldn't do? And you were like, nah, I ain't doing that.
Nah, nothing.
Except blindfold you. You're like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, a girl never asked me to blindfold.
A girl ever tried you. Somebody you a thug ass nigga, so a girl not going to try you like that because you're too hard. Yeah. Like, your voice all raspy, she probably scared to try you like that. You know
but
what I mean?
A girl ever nudged are you like ass?
Whoa. A girl tried to get around that area. Did you get out of that area, though. Yeah, get out of that area, though.
I know, bitch.
You hit it with the...
Yeah. Get out of that area.
Slow down.
Get out of that area.
So not even with her tongue?
Get out of that area.
Oh, you see?
Yeah, you're a real thug
nigga. No, but that's what I have to say. Like, real niggas, thug niggas don't like...
They not gonna let you
don't
do
get
it.
Next to their ass. You might get yourself hurt.
But you find you a regular...
Knot on your head or
But now, if a girl wanted you to do that to her, though, if she wanted you to toss her salad, would you do that?
Yeah.
Depending on how I feel.
Okay, so you've done it before.
I'm a Gemini.
Depending on what's going on.
That's an excuse for everything.
I got a Jekyll and Hyde shot.
I might feel like that's small.
Now, what about buying gifts for women? Are you the type of person, do you like...
I don't really got no problem. I got a couple dollars.
Okay.
Can't take it with you.
I mean, if she deserves it.
If we got that chemistry, you cool, I'll buy
it. Not a thirsty girl, but, you know, if she deserves it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Take her to Paris, buy her a Chanel bag.
I took myself to Paris.
Have you ever had girls, have you ever been caught out there? Like, say you was dating somebody and another chick caught y'all together?
I move around good.
Mm-hmm.
And this, I learned how to move.
But I'm sure early on.
I've been caught. I've never been red-handed.
You never had nobody walk in.
See me somewhere. Yeah.
No Biggie, Faith, Little Kim incident.
Yeah, I never got none of those. I'm a little smarter than...
Yeah, but I'm sure
you can get caught. You just got to be... I mean, maybe it's the Lord. Thank the Lord.
Are you a straight up honest person, like when it comes to relationships? Because we were talking about this earlier, you know, Gigi just recently is
single.
And
I'm sure you know my ex, Jesus.
Yeah. I do?
We'll talk about it later.
But yeah, so now she's single, but you know, the problem is a lot of guys want to have their cake and eat it too. Do you feel like you could be in a relationship where it's just you and her and never see anybody else? Or do you feel like, you know,
it wasn't she about never seeing nobody else because I was bringing bitches too. We was traveling and...
Well, do you think you need to be with a woman who likes other women? Because a lot of guys are into that.
I think you need to be with a woman that just understands you. Like, and, you know, it don't have to... It's spontaneous. Like, you know what I mean? It is what it is. It don't got to be... Y'all got to understand each other and understand what each other likes.
Right. You
know,
are you
it don't have to be all the time, but, you know...
Every now
just
and then.
To keep the fire going, you got to do different things.
Mm-hmm. So you're a fan of threesomes, I take it. Like, you...
I wouldn't say I'm a fan of it, but I mean...
You're not going to turn it down?
Nah, I had threesomes.
I'm Puerto Rican. I'm too possessive for threesomes.
Mm-hmm, she
definitely Puerto Rican women. Puerto Rican women treat men like kings.
Why did she touch you? Oh, you know we planned this?
Puerto Rican women treat you like kings.
No, we do. We cook, we clean, we rub, we suck.
I'm not even going to be Puerto Rican then, because I'm just saying. He got all of that, but he still was
but y'all
a
little crazy.
No, I'm psycho. I'm a complete total psycho. I'm very possessive with my man. Like,
that's the only thing I wasn't. I wasn't on ecstasy. I wasn't that.
I
want to
know that. You're thinking about me. That's all. If I know that you're thinking about me, I might leave you alone all day. You hit me up. Hey, babe, I love you. I'm not going to call you. We're good. Because I'm possessive. I want to know that mine is mine. And then when I go to sleep and wake up, still mine.
Yeah. Hashtag still mine.
What's the craziest thing you ever did for a woman? Like when you were in love and you did something like, man, what the hell is wrong with me?
I don't know. I never really did much.
You lying. All guys do crazy stuff.
Like what? I never really did.
You
never
popped up in nobody's house and nothing like that.
I don't do nothing. I'm cool.
You a May Gemini or a June Gemini?
I'm May.
Me too.
You June?
No, I'm May.
See? We got a lot in common over here. I'm like a week.
What day?
after Pac. I'm a week after Big and a week before Pac. So you like, so I'm a special. Yeah, I'm yeah, like dumb niggas special. Cooked up. May
27th.
I'm on the 23rd. See? We in the same week. We
no,
got
and
something.
You know Gemini is Sagittarius' sister sign. Like, we're the same. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. The only thing, Sagittarius is a little louder. Mm-hmm. Like, we're a little more like, hey. And Gemini's like, hey.
You know, like, whoa. Now, talk about when you lost your virginity. What was that like? Who did you lose your virginity to and how old were you?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't.
Was it like a special experience or was it some...
You know, I was in the hood somewhere.
Somewhere, y'all.
Was it like a girlfriend or was it somebody that was like, come
nah,
on.
Nah, it wasn't my girlfriend. I know it wasn't a girlfriend. It was just...
Was it a prostitute?
It was a setup. It wasn't a prostitute. It was a good...
Was like
it
really
was
really
a good situation. Yeah, I was young.
Yeah, like young, under young. 10 young or like
nah, not under 10.
Cause a lot of niggas be like, I lost that shit at 9. Right, I was like fucking 14, my babysitter 15. When I was 9, and I just be like, whatever.
So the girl said to you, hey, I'm gonna you know, you wanna try this. Was she a virgin too?
No, I don't think she was already.
She was lit.
She was lit. She already got busy.
She was lit. Was she older or was she your age?
She was like my age, I think.
Okay, so how did it happen? She just came to you and she was like...
She came to my crib. No, I managed to get some time in the crib when everybody wasn't going to be there.
Made took advantage of it?
Yeah.
Were you fast?
I think I had a nice... I think it was one of them, my moms and them wasn't coming home for a while, so I got to get a couple of rounds in.
Because you probably didn't know what she was doing.
Yeah. No, I mean, after the first one... Spumes out. You got it. You're like, I want to try that again. Yeah.
Can you go more than one time?
Like, hell yeah.
Like, you know, some guys.
I eat a lot of celery.
Oh, the juice bar.
Honestly, there's a special spot for guys where you can make him come and he'll go soft and get him hard again and he'll come again in like 1 minute.
What's that spot?
It's special.
Is it the tank?
I don't know. I should call it something.
Is it like in between? Like
no, like I'm telling you, like, you know how guys, they don't, once you finish sucking them, they're like, oh my God, get away.
Don't touch
me.
Get away.
Get away.
But I still want to like lick it and lick it and love on it because I'd be so appreciative. For it.
No,
like,
but when you're having
sex. Somebody get her a trophy. This is crazy, dog.
No, but seriously, like sometimes like there's a spot where he'll come and he'll get sore for a second and then come right back up. But you gotta be special to get him to do that.
You gotta be special. Yeah.
Dude,
you gotta know what you're doing and then make him come again like a double nut at one time.
And then that's it.
And you ain't gotta
and
worry
then
about
he goes, I'm taking you've done
then
it.
You make him a sandwich and he goes,
you've done it. I gotta get on your level because I ain't reached that one. There we go. Something I haven't done. All right.
No, I do that.
Yeah, see, so that's something I haven't done. You're gonna teach me that. We're gonna figure
now,
it out.
Now, when you watch porn, what category do you go to? Like, what's your go to porn category?
I just wanna see some crazy shit.
Me too. Like you know what I like about porn?
You
know,
there's no need to look at porn if you. There's no need to look at porn if they just doing some regular military.
My thing is, I like watching porn. Me too. I love.
I ain't gonna tell y'all my favorite kind of porn.
What is it?
My second favorite kind of porn is lesbian, of course.
But what's your first? Your first is fisting.
Nah.
What's your first?
Animals.
You like?
I like double anal.
What you do?
No, bitch.
What's your favorite kind of porn? You gotta tell us now, or else we're gonna think it's animals.
No, not animals.
If you don't answer, the answer is animals.
It's not animals.
Animals or anal?
My favorite kind of porn is double anal.
Double anal.
Like, this dick and two dicks
in
her
ass. Yes, yes, I ain't gonna say it. I want the dick everywhere. I want the dick in her nose, in her ear, in her mouth, in her ass, in her pussy at the same time.
What category is that?
I never even saw no shit like that, dog.
What fucking category is that?
Jesus,
nose. I never even saw it. No, I never even. I didn't even know that.
Double anal, I'm telling you.
Yeah, double anal.
No, my thing is.
Three
I
on
like,
one. And yeah. I want it to be three big dick black niggas on a white bitch.
One tiny white
guy. Rosewood.
Yeah, me too.
It sounds like reparation.
That's what the thing is. Reparation,
sorry. Reparation, pick. Reparation.
No, but the thing is, I like watching porn that I like sex that I would never do.
Yeah,
like,
I wouldn't do that. Right, yeah, right. I wouldn't do that.
Like
I
you a queen.
I can't fuck two at the same time.
Girlfriend.
But this bitch taking three. This bitch got pussy, ass, and mouth all at the same time. Call that bitch Pam. Prostitute. You gonna call that bitch Pam? I like Pam. Porn.
I never do. I wasn't expecting that.
I didn't. Double anal is crazy.
She said in the nose. Double anal is crazy. I was like, damn, that must be a small one.
No, I was fucking around with that.
Double anal. But no, three guys, three big
dick, buff, three big dick, buff ass black niggas with a white girl, and she got dick in all three holes. Exactly.
At all three holes.
I'm gonna come immediately.
Two in the same.
I'm coming without touching myself. I'm gonna be like,
Now let's talk about scent. Have you ever been with a woman and the smell wasn't quite right and you had to be like negative?
I came across that. You gotta get, you gotta go.
You gotta go?
It's two different kind of smells though.
Yeah. It's a, I've been out all day.
It's the, yeah. It's the musty, it's the and party. It's the something wrong.
It's the party.
Nah. It's the party. You just need a shower. Right. And it's the, you need an appointment.
Yes.
You got, you just need a, you need a shower.
You need a shower.
You need to see somebody.
If it's like sweaty, go take a bath.
Yeah, that's part. You was dancing a lot. Yeah, go
get
a shower. Can help that. Yeah.
But if it's fishy.
You need.
Or trashy.
Dumpster juice.
Dumpster
you gotta
juice.
Go.
No, you gotta go. You need to go check
do you
yourself.
Do you tell her?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah, you
might
want to
check that out. I can see you saying that.
I'm good.
You might want to go check
let's
that out.
Let's just smoke. Right. Whoa, tomorrow, go in.
Like, you, you go in. The
go in,
the
man. I ain't going to blow it up. None of that. It's all love. No, respectful.
Between us.
Tomorrow. Go see some. Go
would you
in. Go?
Would you see her again after that? She's like, okay, you know what? You was right. I had a bacterial.
I might come in and see if you if you followed up. I still might not go in after that though. I'm just there. See, I'm the Gemini. I'm there for the help. We'll go.
I got you, baby.
Get yourself
girl.
Right. Yeah. Smile, like, and go to somebody girl. Else that
he's like the pre-doctor. Doctor.
Me. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Something's not right.
I'm gonna recommend you go to the GYN.
That
you
know thing take up. Care of baby.
I'll get that right, boo.
Have you ever had to go get an STD test?
Definitely.
I heard they stick. I heard they stick something in your penis hole.
That long ass Q-tip.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Do they, do they don't do that no more. They, okay. That was like old. I think that was technology. You don't have to do.
So
that.
What do they do? They swab
blood,
you guys?
Little swab.
Yeah, I do blood. No, like, give me straight
do I have
blood.
HIV?
Make sure,
right,
yeah.
Right. Let me know if I got
go through my blood. Let me see if I'm good off the blood.
Wait, but what was the reason for you to do that? You just because
you.
Sure.
Nah, I go for a checkup every 6 months. Right. My weight,
no,
I'm working out anyway, so
me too.
I'm trying
like,
to
I'm so
make
paranoid.
Sure my cholesterol,
like,
everything.
I'm such a hypochondriac. Right. I'm paranoid about everything. Mm-hmm. Like I get a scrape and I'm like, oh my god, I have rabies.
Let me tell y'all.
You know, but.
What?
I don't fuck around with these STD tests.
No, I'm paranoid.
When I lived in Atlanta, I was gone so much, they told me, don't come back.
You came too much.
Like, don't come back.
Stop coming
back.
Do you enjoy this?
Like, listen, you got to wait at least 6 months for it because you're going to be the same result. So give us 6 months when you come back.
No, right. I'm so
and
paranoid.
And then after I found out all the shit that this nigga was doing, baby, take the blood. Yeah. Let me make sure I'm straight because this nigga was doing too motherfucking much for my taste. Oh, but yeah, I'm good. So we good.
Yeah, you always.
Right. No, I'm super paranoid. Now, like, I just feel like, you know, you gotta check yourself.
Yeah.
Like, just go.
Yeah.
Go get tested. Yeah. Take care
Black
of yourself.
Black people,
man.
Latinos,
like, when
they don't go to
tested.
The doctor.
Listen,
no.
Know your status.
I go to the doctor
no,
man.
For nothing. They only go to the emergency room. They don't get their teeth cleaned. They don't go to the dentist.
Don't
they don't go to the teeth
nah,
doctor.
I get my teeth
none
cleaned
of that. You're right.
All the time.
Yeah.
I get my
teeth. I go to the dentist.
Oh, she let them teeth.
Your teeth? Your forehead is beautiful.
What you gonna learn about her if she let them teeth? She be licking them teeth. Catch her on Instagram. She be licking her teeth.
No, but seriously. My thing is, like, I'm even paranoid about people who get too many colds. Like, you say
yeah,
too
you
much.
Always
I can't
sick,
be around
baby.
You, dog.
Right.
Like, what's wrong with you?
I take Echinacea vitamins every morning.
I haven't been
morning.
Sick in 2 years. I haven't had a
me
cold
either.
In 2 years. Like,
now, do you
my
feel like,
system is on fleek.
Do you feel like because of the juice bar and working out and all of that, has that improved, like, your sex drive and your sex
it
life?
It better have.
No, it does. It mm-hmm. does. I mean, just... It does.
When you treat
a bunch
your body better,
it.
Your body is better to you. And
yeah,
for you.
You gotta. So. Your body's a vessel that you gotta take care of. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You
absolutely.
Gotta take
that's
care
why
of your
I'm
body.
So glad that America is on its health kick. Like, right. Not taking it off subject, but America is on its health kick right now, and it's something that's so needed and something that I'm so appreciative for everybody for doing because they're getting away from the fast foods and they're getting away from all of the junk that they put inside their body,
right.
And
they
starting to be more natural.
Us on health
and,
awareness.
Yeah,
that's
and that shit is
need.
Great because we was turning in some fucking fat ass nasty slob.
Nah, real talk.
Yeah,
that's
super
real.
Size
yeah.
me. Like,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Now you can get the apple slices instead of the fries.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. No, my son does not like McDonald's, but he'd be like, Mom, if you take me to McDonald's, can I get apple slices?
Like, good. You're on the right track. Like, yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm like, of course you can.
Average kid wants nuggets. Way, yeah, that's so good.
Nuggets, fries, and a toy.
Yeah.
Now, could you be with a girl that wasn't healthy? That was eating fast food all the time and drinking all the time?
With a big round belly?
I mean, at the end of the day, that's you. I'm good over here. I'm drinking wheatgrass and garlic and gin. Yeah, if you wanted, I would try to educate her. Mm-hmm. And, you know what I mean? But if you don't want to take the advice, I can't be mad at you.
But could you
I
stay
might get
with
away
her?
With I might get away from you too, because I don't I'm over here you're eating salad. You got big ribs and all of that. How are we
nah,
gonna keep
Jada,
going?
You looking good. You looking young.
Yeah, I'm trying, baby. I'm on 90 days. I'm on some 90 days. See me in my Memorial Day.
No, fuck that. See me around my birthday.
He did a 40-day reset. He lost a lot of weight. Yeah. Insane.
And then you gotta keep it going though. Mm-hmm. After that.
Yeah, let's see how that goes.
It
right,
it becomes a lifestyle. Yeah, you gotta make it a lifestyle.
No, but you're right though. It is good that people are being healthier. You got the juice bar, which I'm waiting for you to put one in Brooklyn.
Where is
you
know,
it? Doing one. You should do one with us.
That's what I was saying.
You know what I mean? We're gonna talk.
You know,
about
have some,
that.
Yeah, we're gonna invest in the community you and make it.
Brooklyn is so bomb. I live in Fort Lee. I want to move to Brooklyn.
Yeah, I
love Brooklyn.
Brooklyn got a lot of culture. Brooklyn is popular.
And it has a lot of culture, but now, Brooklyn like, there's so many beautiful neighborhoods in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, Queens.
Brooklyn, they really revitalized it.
Queens.
That was the quickest. Queens.
Love it.
Love y'all.
But, you know, you still represent for Yonkers all the time.
Definitely.
You wouldn't move to no Brooklyn, though, would you, ever?
Yeah, Juice Bar in Yonkers?
Would you move to the Bronx?
I got one in Yonkers and two in the Bronx.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Really? You have Juice Bars in the Bronx?
Yeah, East Tremont and on Throsneck and...
Oh, my God. I know exactly what it is.
Yeah.
Because I'm not from the Bronx, but my family lives in the Bronx, so I'm always, like, in there.
Yeah, no, we got two in the Bronx.
Oh, that's what's
we're trying
I'm
to
from
make,
Chelsea.
We're trying to,
I'm from the projects.
I live all up in the mountains, but I drive through Yonkers on a regular basis.
You in PA?
I live here, but I work in Philly, but I live here up in the mountains, up above Nyack and all
of that. Oh, you in Rockland.
County.
You up there. Yeah. I come through
Yonkers in the Bronx. You know,
now, could you take a girl seriously if you met her and had sex with her the same day?
It depends. It's some
on
people
the chemistry.
That yeah, it's big carry faith in 9 days, mm-hmm. So you can't go off if we love each other. It could be happening out if it's real. But you know, most time
has it ever happened to you though? Like you've been on the road. Nah. Like could you meet a girl at a show and then take her back to the room and then be like, all right, and keep in touch and like really for real be serious?
Nah.
Yeah,
that happened to you?
Not on the road, like not with a rapper or anything, but I'm always, and my girlfriends joke about this all the time, I'm always in a relationship right away. Like a nigga fuck with me and right away I'm his girl. Like,
it gotta
right
be
away.
Something with you, it's something that you do.
Like, right away.
You got that comeback.
Like, I told you what the nigga said in an argument. Nigga told me I was the best sex he ever had in an argument.
Mm-hmm.
In an argument.
There's nothing you like, well.
And I was like, well, yeah, well, I mean.
I might need, let me get one more.
Honestly, I think it's an art being good at sex.
I don't
sex.
Know how I'm going to go to this studio.
Like when you're really comfortable with yourself and you could bust it and he could look at it and it's, everything is beautiful to everybody.
It's hard to break up with the best sex you ever had.
Honestly, how can you get no more of this pussy? Listen, honestly, he not.
Shit.
I'm going to go home tonight and cook dinner and I dare him to ask me for some of this pussy. I'm like, bitch, no. But listen, because we still live together.
I don't bust it.
But listen, honestly, and y'all know how honest and open I am, right?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all already know. I don't even know if I'm going to
say this. What are you saying?
You got us all hyped up. We asked us
where
questions.
Go?
Answer.
Make me a hat for Nick. Don't make...
Honestly, what, Gigi? What?
Sip. Nah, it's the sip. She needed
can
the
I
sip.
Can I have another one, too?
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, we're switching it.
Okay.
You off black cherry?
Yeah.
You can, now we're on raspberry.
That's pause for a drink break.
Everybody
I want Coke still.
Everybody needs a drink break?
No, this is what I was going to say.
I got to hit 50.
Honestly.
I need a case of black
and
cherry.
And I don't, you know, judgment and all
like
that, whatever.
Black, right?
But
it's
honestly,
good.
Me, quote unquote, being a hoe and me being a stripper made me into the best woman that I am possibly today. Like, okay. All that shit come from my experiences. Mm-hmm. Me being good at sucking dick is because I sucked a lot of dick. Not for nothing.
Okay.
Like 100.
All right.
Like me being a stripper. Like me being a stripper. Me being a stripper and dealing with these niggas on all different angles, dealing with rich niggas, broke niggas, rappers, ball player, all types. That whole like the life, not just sex and all that, but the life, the interchanges that I had on every single angle is what made me this. This yeah. person that y'all saw.
Whether
right
it was a whole bunch good or bad, just a little bit.
Good or bad. Good or bad. That is. Shit, that's why I'm who I am. Yeah. And he respected, you know, he told you. He respected
but
that
do
from
you
day
feel,
one.
But do you, respect that. But do you feel like you moved here and thought that, like, he wanted things to be different and you tried to be different, but you were like, I can't be that person.
No.
But you tried.
I was everything he wanted me to be. Mm-hmm.
Besides but is that what you wanted to be? Because sometimes being everything that somebody wants you to be is not what you want
to
be.
It's what I wanted to be to a certain extent, but I also feel like he hindered me from everything else I wanted to be. Like, you know, when I told him I wanted to write a book, he laughed at me.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What?
We was at, it was me,
I'm
him,
sorry,
Jessica
girl.
White. And I was like, they was like, well, what you want to do? Because I'm like, I'm going to do something. I'm tired of sitting in the house all day not doing nothing, not making no bread. Like, I want to do something. Like, I have to do something besides teaching fucking pole classes in Harlem. I have to do something. Mm-hmm. And they was like, well, what you want to do? I was like, honestly, I want to write a book. This nigga cracked up. Like, what you want to be, the next superhead? And I'm like, my book ain't got nothing to do with sucking and fucking. See, that's his problem. He's so worried about what I've done in my past that he can't see. You know what I'm saying? Like, the stories that I had, I've been to jail. I've spent 90 days on Rikers Island. Like, I've done some shit. I've seen some shit.
Right.
So I can talk about everything else that I've done.
You
got
to do the book.
I'm
going to
do it. Yeah, I'm
going to
do it.
But I was encouraging somebody to
write
a book.
No, I'm going to do it. No, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. But everything that I've seen.
No, see, I was the wrong way, though, last time. I was the same thing. I was set out to help that female, and she switched it.
She wrote a
shout out
book.
My man Pick right here. Look, I got Pick that was there in the beginning when I told her, "Yo, this is how we." This, yeah, Corinne got a name off me. I got
right.
We talking about winners.
That's
talking
what
about
winners. You always telling women to write a book.
No, because
like,
I told her to do the manuscript. It wasn't a tell-all, and he'd tell you that when I told her, "Yo, I'm gonna help you get some money." Just make the manuscript of how you've been.
But that wasn't my angle.
Yeah, and she did a whole nother. She did a whole nother thing. And
yeah,
I
that wasn't
even
my angle.
I never said. And you know, to each his own.
My angle wasn't I'm about telling here. People's business and talking about the rappers and the ball players that I know and that I've been with. Because
no, but Corinne's
it's a secret society. All we ask is trust. That's why I want you to. You know what I mean? On camera, like you know, I'll tell y'all all day because y'all
right,
my first.
Yeah, we're
first. But I don't
say it again.
It's a secret society. All we ask is trust. Like I don't put people's business out. There.
Cool.
Niggas is married. Niggas got situated. First of all, I don't want my business out there because it's nobody's business. So I'm not going to put the next man's business.
But when somebody
so
mentions
thing,
you or does something to you, then it kind of gets out there. Then
it
it's
do.
Like, okay.
However, as far as my personal view on writing a book, it was about my experience and my family. That dynamics is unique. I've lived a unique lifestyle. So it don't have nothing to do with Gigi McGuire, stripper, Magic City. Gigi McGuire used to fuck with such and such. Gigi McGuire fucked such and such. It don't have nothing to do with that. And that's where he took it. And that's why I was just like,
that's why your book would be good because they're expecting it. No, they're expecting it
to be
a fucking suck.
But
when you give them the twist on it, you're going to have a best seller.
And that's
the best sex you ever had, Gigi, since we say, we know your ex-boyfriend's best. Who's your best?
It ain't him.
Oh, who is? You don't got to say his name, but give us some indication of who he is and why.
Thank you, babe. I'm sorry.
Can't take it.
The best sex I ever had is the one that I left for him.
Oh, really?
Yep. That was my nigga. That was my best friend.
What was his occupation?
Retired ball player.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Retired ball player. So, he was athletic. He was still semi-young. He was... Our chemistry was everything. He ain't had the biggest dick in the world, but that didn't matter because what we did was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and that's what made it was everything. It wasn't just the sex; it was everything that came along with the sex that made it what it was. And that's why he was the best. I've had niggas dick me down better than this nigga dick me down, but he also came with everything else that made the full package.
So it's like,
and that's what made
it really a mental thing.
Yeah, I gotta go.
Yeah,
I can't take.
That's why I feel the guy that I'm with right now is the best sex I ever had. We know each other.
How long has it been?
15, 16.
It's the same guy from before, or
when?
The last time you were here.
Was I with him the last time I was here?
I'm asking you.
We've been dating seriously for like 8 months.
Okay.
Like 8 months.
Yeah.
Not long.
It ain't been 8 months.
But the sex is incredible because we look each other in the eyes. Mm-hmm. We love each other. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. we touch each other mm-hmm. the right way.
And then at the end of the day, we roll up a blunt and dap each other up
exactly.
and kick it on some real shit.
Exactly.
And that's why I was fucking
friend.
With that nigga so hard.
Yeah, my best
but listen,
friend.
I was with him before I met who we,
right.
you know what I mean? And... he was married but separated, and I was fine with that because it was whatever. And when I got into a serious relationship with him, he fell back. Like, I'ma respect what you're doing. And we nice. Still kicked it every day. He still came through my house every day after he dropped his son off of school, rolled up, laid across my bed, kicked it with me, talked about bitches, all that shit like we normally did. We just didn't have sex. It got to a point where a year and a half later, I realized it's been over a year. And I hit the nigga like, yo, why I won't fuck no more? And he was like, I was respecting your relationship. I thought that ain't what you wanted. Nigga, fuck that. Can we fuck tonight? Like,
so, but can you, are you okay with a woman being friends with a guy who she used to fuck before you and him coming over and hanging out? And
well, he ain't know.
Hell no.
No, he didn't know that I was doing that.
Hell no.
Wait,
if y'all
stand
together, y'all ain't family. That's it. You don't sleep that ain't with my brother. Cousins. I mean, that ain't Dominicans and Puerto Ricans kind of sleep with their cousins.
Stop it. But you could be friends. You could be friends with a girl you used to sleep with and still, you know, be cool and not sleeping in no more.
Yeah, no, but you know what? When I'm in a relationship with
Gemini, Gemini's can do that.
I could.
No, when I'm in a relationship you always with you that one girlfriend, person, no matter what, you always can't be friends.
Right.
Never.
Like,
never.
So when you get in a relationship, do you have to cut everybody off? Do you tell them or do you just fade off? You do the spin.
You know, spin. You gotta be respectful, whatever your companion, whoever your companion is, but your friends is your friends, as long as you know. Mm-hmm. That's where some people
keep
get,
it in that lane.
That's where some people go wrong at. When they get in a serious relationship, they stop having their regular friends, and that makes everything go wrong.
Like, but as long as you can have
respect, long as it's respect, the line, you got to know the line of respect and mm-hmm. don't cross it. You be all right.
If you date somebody and your boys don't like her, does it matter to you?
Not at all. They ain't, I'm dating her.
I mean, does it mean that it's an indication that something's wrong? Like,
I mean, if they telling you, yo, she ain't right, mm-hmm. then you got to look into that. But right. sometimes
yeah,
it don't.
Investigate. Do your own investigation.
Sometimes everybody's opinion absolutely. Shouldn't matter.
That don't mean that.
Or it might be based off of something.
Sometimes people don't like your soulmate. Some you can be, yeah, it can be the one for you. They just
you
don't happy, see
but they don't yeah. want you.
But what
to
if
be
everybody's
that?
Telling you?
Then you got to check it, though. You do.
You know, if all your
yeah,
people
no,
do.
You got to do your investigation. You know, if you hear something, you don't want to believe everything you hear. That's silly.
Mm-hmm.
But if you hear something, like, check it out.
Are you a jealous type of person? Like, when you date a girl, are you jealous?
Nah. I mean, I ain't.
I could hear you being like, he corny though. Why you?
I'm not jealous. I'm not jealous. I'm possessive.
Like, I'm not jealous at all.
That's
like,
what I'm saying. I'm not possessive. I'm so neutral.
I'm very possessive.
I'm so like, go like, with the flow.
Cool, you can
just
be friends with that girl, but don't let her touch you.
Camouflage.
Does it affect you? Like, if somebody you dated and you see somebody they dated before you and you think they super corny? Does that make you look at them differently?
Oh, no, I can't.
That's just good for you. That means you was super
sometimes
corny. Sometimes
you be like,
exactly.
I ain't going to elaborate, but that's your, y'all good for each other. Two cornballs.
Exactly. That's exactly how I feel. Your previous lovers definitely affect how I feel about you, for sure. Because
right.
If I see that you were like into this corny little old bitch.
Corny little old bitch.
Like, get it now.
She's a corny little old bitch. Might have had them yams. They could cook a steak up. I mean, yeah. You never know.
No,
some might call me a corny little old bitch, but
you're not a corny old bitch. You're not.
No, but I'm capable of.
Hook a steak
I love
up.
Gigi. Gigi's gold.
Hook a steak up. I'm going to start covering every episode. Hey, I'm just going to be out of the way.
How important is it for a woman to cook?
Very important.
Mm-hmm. Gigi's like,
no, I mean, cooking is. You know, man, I go to the gym, I go to the studio. I'm starving.
Yeah.
I want to eat. I mean, sometimes you want to go out or get your hair done and do what... Every day you don't got to cook. Friday right. We can order something.
Maybe. I feel like a woman should at least cook for her culture.
Throughout the meat mm-hmm. of the
like,
week,
if you're
you need
Asian,
a good,
know how
you
to
need
make
good
some
meals.
Chinese
yeah.
food. You know, if you're Asian, know how to make Asian. If you're Puerto Rican, know how to make some fried salmon.
That's
you
that's
know how
important.
To make some good rice.
That's
yeah,
important.
Just know your culture.
If you
yeah.
black know how to make some good soap.
That's
I think it's very important.
But I have a wok at home.
Right? She did to cook at her wok.
Yeah, me get some fried rice with the vegetables. I'm
good. Cook it up, girl. I'm going to Angela's house and she's gonna make
my wok. You better bring some Spanish food.
I'll bring some rice and beans. No, I just feel like a woman, you
you're gonna have a child, and even if you're not, you might, and you should just know how to feed your family. You know, you gotta feed the tribe. You gotta know,
and you can't go out and take and get takeout all the time. Okay,
yeah, that's nasty. That's
gonna turn. People ask me how do you know how to cook? I'm a mother. Like
that's what I say too. I didn't know how to cook until I got pregnant.
Well, I knew how to cook because I come from a large family. Because
I'm a little spoiled brat. See, I was. I'm the baby of my family, so nobody told me how to clean or cook or anything. But I got pregnant. I got a boyfriend. I got on my job. Mm-hmm. You gotta take care of your family. Mm-hmm. That's it. Mm-hmm. Like your mother was cooking for you, right? Don't act like you were raised by goats.
Is pregnant sex the best sex?
It's the best sex in the whole world. When I was pregnant, my son's father was like, "Babe, I'm tired. I can't do this anymore." And I'm like, "No, you're gonna do this. You gotta give me
this belly.
Mm-hmm. Respect the bump.
Respect the bump."
I went into labor from having sex. I could not stop having sex. I mean, everybody's really? Different. Wow. But I could not stop having sex when I was pregnant. Wow. Like, I wanted sex every minute. If my man was at work, I'm like, "Yo, what time are you coming home?" At 5, are you gonna be ready? Ready for what? You know what I'm talking about.
So from a man's point of view, Jadakiss,
I don't like it too much.
You put under pressure.
In the beginning is the big. I don't like it when the belly is
too big. The baby get real hard.
We were doing mostly doggy style because I couldn't take missionary.
Doggy style is crazy when pregnant.
Because everything gets fatter. Yeah. Everything fluffs up.
It's crazy.
Fluffy. Yeah, it's fluffy.
It's crazy.
It's fluffy and moist.
It's fluffy and moister than ever. It's moist than you can ever imagine.
Exactly. That's why I'm telling you, I'm like leaking all the time. I'm like, yo, I got to get fucked every minute.
But you be thinking about the baby. Like, I wonder if this is...
Nah, the baby was cool.
It's good.
He was chilling.
You're good.
Your people
good. Good. Having sex is good for the baby. Yeah. It don't harm in the baby.
The doctor will tell you that sex is good.
No, I'm telling you. And I gave birth really
I'm about to say. And it makes you, if you have a lot of sex, you break it, make it right out.
I push 4 times. Like
I push 3. Girl.
You see
it's
me and
girl.
Gigi on
Twitter. It's that girl.
All right, good to know. So pregnant sex is the best sex, hey?
I mean, I just wanted it a lot. I can't say it's the best because the best sex for me is drunk sex. Yeah. Drunk sex is amazing. Drunk sex is the best.
Like, you're putting
your legs on your head. You're doing shit you never thought
you're
you could
do. You're just uninhibited when
you're drunk.
You're standing,
you're
sitting,
you're,
not really
you're
thinking,
on the
you're
side,
just
you're in the back, you're everywhere. Drunk sex is amazing.
What's your favorite position?
Doggy style.
Mine too.
No hesitation.
I like it from the side too. Like
the
half
side,
doggy style. Half
I'm like
side.
1A, 1B. Side is.
Why
the side is like. No, because the side is like 1B.
The side is. Yeah, 1B.
Yeah, the side
I agree.
Is 1B.
I agree. Side is 1B for sure. For sure.
That's that in the morning when
y'all
you
want to say that's
exactly.
And
when you didn't brush your teeth yet.
That's the morning. No, shit.
That thing up from the side.
The side is the morning one.
Throw that thing
no,
up.
No, side sex is morning sex.
Yeah, that's
100%.
That's the decision you'd be like,
no. You just breathe that hot breath.
That's
right
how you know when you love somebody if you can have sex in the morning without brushing your teeth and face each other.
Oh, me and my man, we make out in the morning.
Kissing all of that.
Teeth.
Yep.
We
all
make out like,
yep. Yep. Dick sucks and all
that.
No toothpaste. Dick sucks.
Hell yeah.
Give me a kiss. Hell yeah. That's love.
No,
I'm telling you, loving it.
All you gotta do is eat mad celery, go to the juice bar.
Not my crispy. I got my teeth done. Like my mom smells like the dentist.
Do a celery research. Google celery.
All right.
The Google celery.
But this is good. Look, I feel like we learned
it's
a lot.
It's some celery, dog. Give it me. Celery.
McGuire says the pears. Jake
pears. Shout out to all the pears.
His celery.
Shout
I don't know about pears. I know about celery, dog. Money back guarantee on celery.
Wow.
I'm going to do some research on that so we can get them wings, get the celery.
Right. Get extra celery with your house.
Celery. Just ask somebody that know about the body. Celery.
I'm going to Google that.
Me too.
Do they have celery on as an emoticon?
Don't even let your man know to slip around celery.
You know on Jadakiss Instagram they're going to put mad celery sauce.
Celery.
Hey, babe, I was eating this today.
If you try celery, you're going to thank me later. Celery series.
Eating clean makes everything that comes from your body taste good. Your spit, your sweat, your juices.
Would you let a girl spit in your mouth?
Everything tastes good.
I don't know about that one.
Would you spit in a girl's mouth? He doesn't know.
Why not?
You don't
piss on a girl?
Nah.
No, pissing is it's nasty.
Mm-hmm. A nigga.
I mean, I could. Like for a nigga to I got no
mouth.
Problem.
I know she likes it in my mouth.
Fuck no.
Would you like getting spit
in my mouth? When I'm in love, though, when I'm like just somebody I like.
I'm feeling you.
I like what if she ate mad celery? Can she spit in your mouth?
No, it ain't. No, the celery ain't for ladies. It's the celery for men.
Guys, celery, remember.
So if a girl actually spit in her mouth, you would do it.
Off top. I can't wait.
You said, I like it.
Yeah, I like
it. And it gotta be like a wet spit, like not a dry spit. It gotta be like a spit that like
that,
that sound
that,
was
that
crazy.
Travel spit.
Yeah, yeah,
that travel
spit. You really sucked it up.
Yeah. I gotta get out of here, Kelly. Get me to the Jeep, man. It's crazy. When do y'all film these? I'ma be here. I'm gonna start.
Yeah,
I just want to.
I feel like we've been popped your cherry today, Jada.
Crazy.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, no, it's good. I'm glad we learned a lot about Jada because today, you know, a lot more than I've ever known.
I'm sitting here like squirming. Like,
this is part one because we're gonna have him back.
Yeah, I gotta come back.
Yeah. Part one, back. We gotta bring him back.
Gotta come back
for the encore.
I'm sorry it took me so long to come here.
No, lip service is fun.
Yeah, you're gonna. Have
oh my God, I gotta go.
And you're gonna go try some new things. I feel
Listen.
Like.
Definitely.
I love y'all. Okay. I gotta go.
Bye, Gigi.
No, I ain't eating.
No. She got to pee really bad.
I gotta go to the bathroom. I need my bag, too.
Right. You know what that means. She got her period.
Oh!
Wait, it does. When you gotta bring one of
those. Yeah, how you don't know that? Okay. That's how me still enough.
Would you have sex with a girl on her period?
Yes.
Paris, why you say yes?
I did in my life.
No, black guys don't like having sex with girls.
I hate it, though. What? Yeah, I don't
It be the Latino man. They're like, yeah.
Is that true?
They don't care.
The red no, light runners.
But my man is Puerto Rican. He will never run the light. He's like, oh.
Okay, you hate it, but you've done it.
I did it before. I don't like it.
Why? It's too messy?
It doesn't feel the same. It's not the same moisture.
It's like a crime scene.
But it's not the same wetness, you know? It's not the same.
It's hot. It's not it's, wet. It's hot. It's nasty.
Yeah, I don't like having sex on my period. I'll just suck on my period.
I'm feeling that, dog. Damn.
Put it in my throat, yo. Daddy.
But you could do anal, too.
Yeah, I don't do anal.
But do you do anal?
I did before.
How do you feel about that?
I don't really like that either.
You don't? Like, it's not the same as a pussy.
Not at
well,
all.
It's definitely not the same.
It's not the same.
Like, it's just something different that you might have just tried.
Yeah. I don't like it the same. I don't like it.
Honestly, I don't trust guys who like anal too much.
Those is jail niggas.
Like what? You want to fuck me in the ass?
Why? Why?
Yeah. They say, would you want to fuck my cousin, Mario, in the ass?
But some women like it. I have a friend who says that every time the only way she could really come is from anal sex.
Really?
Yeah.
That mean they tore. That mean they wore her shit out.
No,
she
got to work on the ass.
No. For some reason, she has always just really, really liked that. And
nah,
like,
my Dominican friend. I think Dominican.
She's
girls
Dominican.
Rarely, I told you, I'm Dominican girls like it in the ass. Puerto Rican girls, we're like, but the Dominican girls, they take it in the ass.
So
all my girl, Dominican friends take it in the ass.
So if a girl really,
all of them.
If a girl really likes it.
Dominican.
Go ahead, girl. I wish I could do that. I want to take it in the ass, but it's a little painful. But my Dominican friend, she's younger than me, and since we were kids, she's been taking it in the ass since she was like 14, 15
Damn.
Years old. No lie.
My asshole is a veteran.
She's 30 now, so imagine. No, and I asked her, I'm like, yo, why? And she's like, I come. She says, I come.
Yeah, I told you, my friend said the same thing.
And I told her, like, dude, you got a man's ass because your G-spot's in your ass.
No, but everybody has a lot of... nerve endings in
no,
your
she
anus.
Loves it, and I wish I could be like that. Yeah. I wish.
Is there anything that you haven't done that you wish you could do, or you want to do, you plan to do sexually?
Anal is that for me, for sure.
Nah.
There's nothing that you want to try that you haven't tried yet?
I mean, besides getting tied up and handcuffed and
okay,
all
so you're doing
I
it, all right.
Yeah,
you want to get tied up?
I think he probably will, yeah.
I don't mind getting tied up. You just can't tie my feet up because I got big feet. Like,
you're stupid.
I don't want nobody around my feet.
It's like a neck area. She don't want nobody around her feet.
No, you can tie my arms up, and I promise I won't even move my feet too.
Right, you're like, I'll just stay there. You got to tie your wrists up.
They
want
to tie the ankles to the arms. Tie you like
a turkey.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I was just watching a porn, a lesbian porn the other day, and this girl, she had her feet tied to her ankles. And
wait, her feet tied to her ankles or her...
Like her no, I'm sorry.
I was like, that's impossible.
From drinking. No, her wrist tied to her ankles. No, she had her wrist tied to her ankles, and a girl was fisting her. Mm-hmm. And I was just looking at the porn like, yo, this girl's such a gangsta.
You like fisting?
That's the shit. I like watching porn that I don't do. Right, anything so you don't do that. I don't do.
Have you ever fisted a girl?
Nah, I stuck a remote.
A remote? I
stuck a cable remote up a chick. Before it on tour.
You must not have wanted, you must not have had no respect for
y'all. You were like, fuck it.
No, I
you know, they say the remotes in hotel ecstasy. Rooms are filthy.
I vended ecstasy on a before ecstasy really got popping.
Molly took Rough over Rider, ecstasy.
But this is before Molly was even
exactly.
invented.
Exactly.
Right.
Rough Rider Cash Money tour. I see a dude, he got like three bad white chicks, he on the side of the stage. He had red ones, white ones, green ones. I bought the whole bag off. Now when we get back,
crazy.
Yeah, shit. I was just giving them out. We caught these ladies. One was a cop. One was regular. They did them crazy. Me though, with the fun, I gave them the ecstasy.
And you didn't take none.
Remote. I stuffed the whole remote in.
Was the remote big?
Yeah, it was a kid.
That's disgusting. Yeah. Oh my God. He said, you know, they say that remote controls in hotel rooms are the filthiest things ever.
Not did you all. Put a condom? No.
Ew. I mean, I didn't even.
I was condom just, on the
she
remote.
Was loving it. She was like,
crazy.
She liked it?
They had the time of their life. The whole tour ran rooms with them. I sent them to everybody. Wow. I was like Santa that day.
Did you, Santa, oh, shit. Did you take the remote out at least? And then.
I think I got the remote out.
Right.
I'm not sure. I might have sent them down to somebody else's room with the remote.
They're like, why the channel keep changing? Ain't nobody nobody's touching nothing.
No, shit was crazy, though. That was like a movie, though, because he's waving the ecstasy while I'm on stage. And I ain't know what it was. I said, like, yo, dog, what's these pills? He's like, dog, you give these to the girls, I'm telling you.
No, I remember bought the whole when thing ecstasy for like 900.
It was about everybody 800, 900. I had a Ziploc. Green, red. Mm. It was crazy. That made
that's
the
definitely
talk.
Like Christmas, green and red.
Word.
Merry that Christmas, everybody.
Giving away bitches.
I remember the first time I took an X pill.
You do? And what happened?
I danced my ass off.
Okay, that's not bad. I had some. Yeah.
We're not going to talk about ecstasy me doing or Molly. Drugs.
I never tried Molly.
Ecstasy is so much better than Molly.
But you know what I still would do?
But it's all bad. Nobody right. stay drugs away from bad. Drugs. Except smoke weed.
And that's shrooms.
It. That's it. Smoke weed.
Smoke weed. Oh,
because drugs are bad. Cocaine makes you ugly and old.
Yeah, cocaine makes
you Molly, you will die from taking ecstasy and Molly.
Right. What about shrooms?
Nah, shrooms is good. Shrooms is good. Shrooms make you laugh. Shrooms make you feel good.
Shrooms ain't like none of that.
Shrooms have you feeling flat.
I've done mushrooms and I've hallucinated.
Me too.
At the end of the day, it's from the earth, so you're not going to die.
Nah, it's not like none of that.
No, some people have really bad
shrooms is good. Shrooms is good for you.
No, I don't know about that.
Weed and shrooms.
I
recommend shrooms and weed. That's it.
I recommend weed and liquor.
And liquor. And liquor.
All right, that's you the need liquor.
Weed
and
liquor. Hold on.
We're going to be on shrooms.
Something with liquor and female. Liquor is like females off liquor. It's
yeah,
a
but
win-win.
Don't do cocaine, guys.
It's a win-win.
Don't do cocaine. Don't do Molly.
What you said with the PSAs? Like, she's doing a PSA. All right.
My name is Stephanie Santiago, and I smoke weed.
All right. Well, I guess that's it. That was lip service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I am Gigi McGuire.
And I am the God MC, Jada Kiss.
Okay. Yes, go.
Don't change the channel because the remote's in your pussy.
Yeah. How you going to change it?
How you going to change the channel with the remote in your pussy?
Yeah, that's the funniest
that
shit.
That was good.
Yeah, I really almost ain't make it down them steps.
Shout out to 50 and the effing vodka. Got me feeling great.
Oh, that's what that is?
Yeah, cherry.
Oh, yeah, that shit hot.
The cherry one is
that
better than the
rest of the bathroom. I was sitting here like this.
I need some black cherry.
Yeah, that's
okay, moving around.
Yeah, can somebody contact 50 and tell him to send me some?
Y'all know what else is good? That shit that Trey got? The SX? The bottle in the tray guy?
I had to do something. But that's like a liqueur.
No, it's isn't it? The black bottle was like 190 proof vodka. Trey's
sponsoring a liquor
too? Yeah, it's a vodka. It's two vodkas, a tequila, a rum. Like, it's a whole line of liquor.
I did something with that.
I got like three bottles of it at my house. This is the first time. And the black bottle is like 190 proof or something crazy.
It's been around for a minute.
But you know what? Ciroc, let me tell you, Ciroc.
Ciroc gave me a fucking
headache. I was drinking, but you know, the thing about Ciroc is that it's vodka made from grapes, like wine.
Right.
Which most vodka is not made from grapes.
Ciroc was out before Diddy was promoting
it. Yeah, so was Effin.
Yeah. I've never heard of Effin. I was drinking Ciroc before Diddy. But I was drinking Ciroc because it doesn't give me a headache.
It gives me a headache.
I host but the party.
The flavored ones give me a headache.
All the sugar, that's why.
The flavored ones give me a headache. It was the peach.
The regular
peach
shit?
The weekend. That shit had me fucked up.
No, the regular Ciroc, just the plain
anything
vodka,
that they add like
good.
The sugar to, but it's also different
the
ways.
The pineapple, the that donut, other crap, it's going to give you a headache. Stuff. Yeah.
All right, not bad, guys.
Yay. The greatest interview I had in years.
Oh, thanks, Jada.